Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call, tape number 152, All Sufficiency of the Bible. What was God's intent in giving us the Bible? Did he intend for it to be just partial knowledge, an incomplete revelation, simply an introduction to spiritual things? Was it his intent that this book be supplemented by the pronouncements of church leaders, by dictates of man's own conscience, or by the direct whisperings of the Holy Spirit to each individual? Or did God mean from the beginning for the Bible to stand alone, complete, sufficient unto itself, able to supply every need and answer every longing within the heart of man for spiritual things? Let's let the Bible answer these questions. In 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, we're told that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto every good work. That speaks directly to our question, doesn't it? That passage says, the God-inspired Scriptures will furnish a man thoroughly, or completely, not partially, or mostly, but completely, unto every good work, not just some or even most good works, but every good work. Let's hear another passage on the matter. The Apostle Peter says in 2 Peter 1:3, according as his, God's divine power, hath given us all things that pertains unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Peter tells us that God, through divine power, has given us all things, not just some or most things, but all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Now all things spiritual pertain unto life and godliness. So God has given us all things that pertain to the spiritual. But how has he done that? By what method do we have all these spiritual things? Peter completes the thought in 2 Peter 1:3, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Well, Christ is the one that calls us to glory and virtue. 2 Thessalonians 2:14. So all these spiritual things are ours through the knowledge of Christ. But what is the source of our knowledge of Christ? Is it not the Bible? So Peter is saying that God has supplied us with all things pertaining to life and godliness, and that all those things come through the Holy Scriptures. Peter and Paul in 2 Timothy 3 are in complete agreement. The Bible stands alone. It is sufficient unto itself to give us all we need to accomplish every good work, and to attain unto life and godliness. There is no need for any other pronouncements, even other guide, from any other source. God promised to guide man through this life, Psalms 48:14. This God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. He has kept his promise in the form of the Bible. Thy word, David said to God, thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Psalms 119:105. So respect the Bible and use it wisely.
This is the message you just heard to you by the Church of Christ.